Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Roarcast Podcast. How's everyone doing today?
Roarcast Podcast! Grr.
Good news, everyone. We are having a special guest return to us.
Hello, hello, hello.
It is Alexia.
Hola, Alexia.
Oh my gosh. So we are doing a little bit of an interesting day today. We're going to do a We Connect Cards, create conversations that matter. And each of us are going to pick a card and then read it out loud and then we all answer. Okay.
Before you play the game, can we talk?
What do we want to talk about?
Lauren wore me out. She sprint walks again.
I'm bringing this up.
Listen. Girl's like 50 feet ahead of me walking over here. I'm like, heart rate's up. I'm sweating.
That's funny.
I've tried to keep you healthy.
Then she tried to kill me going down the steps.
She did a walk, like 2 miles walk yesterday.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah. I like walking. I'm a fast walker. See, Jess was able to keep up.
Well, Jess is just a better person than I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll go first.
Oh, okay. Here we go. It's a green card.
What? You took two.
I did take two. I you get to pick two and then I, yeah.
I like how she's making up the rules as we go along here.
Okay. What is something that amazes you? Personally, something that amazes me is how boats float. Like, I just don't understand how boats float.
Buoyancy.
Okay. Buoyancy.
It's true.
Okay.
Let's look it up. Buoyancy. You can keep going, keep on.
Okay, Alexia, what amazes you?
I think I learned something today. I was talking to my therapist, and we were talking about like food and like binge eating and stuff like that. And she told me that, I mean, I kind of knew this, but we have like cellular memory, right? Mm-hmm. So, like my ancestors, like they had. They, like, for example, they had to search for food, so they didn't know when they were going to be able to eat. So then that memory of, like, not knowing when to eat, and they would just, like, eat everything they could when they had the food, made me, for example, even though I have food all the time, like, near me,
okay,
be kind of, like, anxious of, like, oh, I have to eat. Like, my body's telling me to eat and eat everything I can.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it has, like, cellular, like, memory and, like, the cerebellum has the memory from, like, ancients, like, ago, you know? So that was kind of interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Justin, what is something that amazes you?
Buoyancy. An object will float if the gravitational downward force is less than the buoyancy, the upward force. So, in other words, an object will float if it weighs less than the amount of water it displaces. No, you know what fascinates me? Airplanes. How?
See, I understand airplanes. I don't
know. How?
Momentum.
There's more than momentum. I mean, they're defying gravity.
So are boats.
I mean, I love how Alexia is all deep over here. floating boats.
And flying airplanes.
And airplanes. Airplanes. Birds.
Literally, the whole existence of humanity.
Okay, whose turn?
Justin.
Oh, mine.
We'll go in clockwork.
Picking two.
Yep.
Oh, Alexia's going to have to go blue.
Whoop.
Do,
do, do, do, do.
So, what is the most beautiful sound in the world?
Do, do, do.
Not that. What do you think? What is the most beautiful sound in the world?
Birds in the morning. Or people laughing.
I like the sound of a running spring or creek.
I would say my favorite sound is probably the rain in the and like it hitting things. It sounds so nice.
I love that.
The sound of my own voice.
Oh my gosh.
Me singing.
Why'd you put it back in the
Alexia
stack?
Alexia singing. Oh, because I wanted her to pick it.
Oh my gosh. You don't know how to play this game. Two. Yeah. Yeah, pick which one. Just hold on to them, Justin.
Thank you. I got it.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay.
We could also do the action that's on the back of them, too.
No, we're recording a podcast.
Oh.
Okay, okay. Are you ready?
Ready.
What is one thing life is teaching you right now?
Buoyancy.
I can't with you.
Help airplanes fly. I don't know.
What my limitations are. Mm. That's something life is teaching me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In relationship to what? Like people?
No, in my own self. Like my limitations on how much I can handle. Mm. And like where is my breaking point? I'm pretty close to that breaking point.
Every week.
Every single week of my life. It's a great time. We're just constantly in fight or flight.
Mm. Well, if you take the theory of buoyancy into play,
I can't
the
with
more
you.
Stress that's around you, as long as it weighs less than what's actually weighing upon you,
you're fine.
You're fine. Otherwise, that's when you become and you start to drown in that stress.
Hey, in my book, I put drowning as one of my fears.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No joke. Boy, there was an alert that went out today that there was somebody stuck in the mud in St. Charles, in one of the parks in St. Charles.
Just like stuck there?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Buoyancy, they didn't.
No, not enough buoyancy. It's the quicksand of life.
The quicksand of life.
Sucking them downward.
All right, Justin, what is life teaching you?
I think life is always teaching patience. Because I say this a lot, right? Our wishes and our dreams come in our time, but the answers come in the universe's time. And if you believe in, you know, God, then it becomes, the answers come in God's time. So we want to always have instantaneous response because we live in an instantaneous response world where we can Google something and get an answer in less than 3 seconds. But the reality of life is not like that whatsoever. The true answers come in the universe's time, in an extended amount of time. So you have to be patient.
That's deep.
That is deep.
For me, it's to show up, especially like this semester, just like even if you don't have the energy or something, just show up to wherever you have to go and show up to your friend, like with your friends and kind of like be there for people whenever like they need it and whenever you're able to. So show up.
We're going to show up today.
Yeah, I show up to the podcast, so that's good.
There we go.
Show up and show out.
All right. What is one of the most meaningful affirmations you have ever received?
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I'm still thinking. Mm. Anyone else?
I mean, I recently was given the Advisor of the Year Award, which was really kind of special. I felt really special from that because, not going to lie, transition to a new place is hard, right? So finally feeling like you are making a difference is really, really important.
I would say the most recent one was all of the jobs that I applied for this summer, I either got an interview or a job offer from.
That's awesome.
Every single one of them.
You're super cool, so that's why.
And that's, I think you're viable.
I think you're viable. I don't know why I thought that other V word. There's a...
What?
There's another word that's not viable. It's like...
Vicious?
No. Revolting.
That's not a V
that's
word.
That's not even a V word.
In my brain, like revolting, like starts with a V.
V-vorting.
V-vorting.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
For me, the last couple of weeks especially, people were telling me, you're a good friend. You're an amazing friend. So I guess that's a good affirmation that I've received from so many people for the past couple of weeks.
You are a good friend.
Oh my gosh, jinx.
I know.
So yeah.
Everybody sees it.
Yes.
Because you show up.
Because I show up.
And you show out.
That's right. Because you're buoyant.
I can't.
That's funny.
All right, Justin.
Oh. We just Did we pick two again?
Yeah, we're still picking two. This is Lauren's game now.
So I'm going to read both of these.
No.
I can only choose one?
Yes.
Okay, this one's fun. What new tool or app do you think needs to be invented?
The app that instantly makes you fall asleep. Like, I could not sleep last night.
The Insta-sleep app?
Yeah, like, it just plays a sound, which instantly makes you fall asleep.
Hmm.
That's what you have on Alexa, and you just say, Alexa, play sleeping sounds, and then...
Alexa, put me to sleep.
That's, I don't know. Probably, like faster transportation, and the way, like, you can just, like, put a place you want to be, like, Venice, and then you just, your phone transports you to that place. You want to just
be transported immediately there?
Yeah.
Like, your body becomes pixelated, yeah. And you're, like... beamed to that location.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Why haven't we invented floating cars yet? Like flying cars. Like, come on.
You want to fly?
Like, get with it. Like, that would be so much fun. And cars that can float and fly.
Oh.
Drive, float, and fly. Then you can choose.
So if you are confused on how planes work versus confused about how boats work.
Buoyancy, gravity, friction.
Call Elon Musk and tell him your idea.
I actually have a $1 billion app idea, but I'm not sharing it because somebody's going to steal it and they're going to take it. Let me just say, it revolves around bathrooms.
No, not this again.
It's amazing. I'm not sharing it because somebody's going to take it.
I can't with you.
Okay.
No, you don't do it right.
Oh, sorry.
What is something you would like to do more of? I don't know. Show up.
Not show up.
Not show up.
Relax.
Take a breather.
Sleep.
It's legit.
Literally.
I'd say go on more adventures.
Define adventure.
Like, I haven't been to an amusement park in years.
You're going in a week.
I'm going in a couple weeks. Where are you going? I think Worlds of Fun.
Oh, you're going to go to Worlds of Fun?
Yeah, because I told my friend, my mom's friend, that I hadn't gone to an adventure park in forever. But, like, just things like that. Like, I want to go to Yellowstone. I want to travel.
Oh, I totally want to go to Yellowstone. I want to go see some big national parks.
I want to go to all the national parks, and yeah. I want to go to all 50 states by the time I'm 25 and all 7 continents by the time I'm 50.
I don't know that I really care about visiting all the states.
No, me neither.
Why not?
I mean, some states aren't even worth going to.
Which one?
Justin.
I mean, all the states are important.
All the states are important.
But, I mean, I just don't have a desire to go to some of the states.
Okay, fine. So you won't go on the 50 for 50.
50 before 50? Nope, not going to make it in 5 years. But, you know.
You're going to be 50 in 5 years?
More like, well, because like August 20. I'll be 45.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. I don't act like it.
How does it feel?
Like I was 44 or 43.
It's okay, Grandpa.
Depends on, I think it's going to rain today because my knees hurt.
Well, and also you can't keep up with me.
That's because you sprint walk. Listen, nobody can keep up with you. You can't even keep up with yourself.
Agreed.
That's how fast you're walking.
See, I'm going to say I have walker anxiety. If I take too much time walking, I have anxiety.
Okay. All right. I see that.
If I walk too fast, I got anxiety.
Dang. If I walk, but if I don't walk, I get anxiety. And we're just an anxious bunch.
Well, actually, so I'm reading this book, Healing Through Words, and so is Alexia. And one of the things they talk about is how on earth do people in this world survive without anxiety? Like us people with anxiety are the normal ones, and everyone without anxiety is just like, how?
I feel like in a way, everybody has a form of anxiety
yeah.
in different levels.
Exactly.
I would agree with that. I think everybody just deals with it in different ways.
Yeah.
You keep cutting out.
Me?
Yeah.
That must be your headphones. Because I'm doing great.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing great. Me too. I'm doing so great.
That's good. Sorry, I was a little anxious about it. Forgive me.
We forgive you. Okay.
Whose turn?
Lauren.
Oh, yeah.
Lauren.
Ooh, what is something you do differently than most people?
Living.
Speedwalk.
I have a really good one.
What's up?
Have autism.
I mean,
I don't know if I should love or not.
She's not joking. She really is.
I really am autistic.
Diagnosed with that, but she's very high functioning.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, that's right. That's the technical term, right?
Yes, it's called Asperger's.
Yeah.
But because that was formed by a Nazi, we no longer call it Asperger's.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was. Oh. How do you call it now?
It's just high functioning autism.
Yeah.
But I was technically diagnosed with Asperger's back in 2010.
And now they just diagnosed you with the other one.
Well, Asperger's is a part of high functioning autism. It was just like a subcategory.
Yeah.
There's often individuals with Asperger's that hyper focus on things. Like hyper focus. Hyper focus is a sign of that.
Like Greta Thunberg, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah. Like doing diamond art in 8 hours because I was obsessed over it.
Wow.
It's really nice.
Thank you. All right. What is something you do differently than most people, Justin? Walk.
Not true. We all walk. Breathe. I'm buoyant. That's a good question. How's it phrased again?
What is something you do differently than most people?
Something I do differently than most people.
Ooh, your optimistic spin on everything.
Say hello to everybody.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Nobody does that.
You do it all the time.
But it's like a cultural thing. Here in the U.S., nobody says hi.
Everybody's so rude. What? I don't understand. I try to acknowledge almost everybody I pass.
Yes, you do.
That's a good thing.
Even if I don't know them, I'll at least make eye contact.
I don't.
I try to, but
that's because you're walking past them.
You just see them.
He's like,
the Flash.
I am the Flash.
It's hot in here.
You think that tiny card's gonna cool you down?
Maybe something I do that others don't. I sweat profusely.
No, do you want to hear a new breathing technique that I learned in yoga?
Oh, you know it.
Okay, so you roll your tongue, breathe
which way?
Like a hot dog.
Oh, okay.
You breathe in.
How do you do that?
You just put your two lips, push them together. Form a hot dog. Breathe in. And it's going to be, it's going to be a cooling sensation. And then let it go and breathe out. So you go.
That's so weird. I don't think I can do that.
Okay. Yeah. It's really cooling. I learned it in yoga.
I don't know what your classes are you taking.
Okay. This sounds like Lamaze.
I don't know what that is, but
that's
okay.
That's the breathing that pregnancy people.
Oh, yeah.
People. Lauren.
Yes.
Nothing. I was just laughing. Something different that I do is I can swim in reverse. I was in Cancun with some friends, and I was in the ocean. And I tell them, look, I can swim in reverse. And I was just, swimming, but, to the other side, with my arms. To the inside. I don't know how to explain it.
Oh.
So, yeah, and they say that it was really cool. So, it's a new technique for swimming.
Alexia learned a new technique. I bruised my toes in the ocean.
You know what's great about being able to swim backwards in reverse?
What?
Is if the boat you're on becomes less buoyant.
Why?
And starts to sink.
And you've
got to jump in and swim backwards away from it.
All right, Justin, it's your turn.
I already said mine. Oh, no, I got to pick cards. Oh, okay.
You have to pick two other cards, dude.
I did. These are two different cards.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
You only got green.
What? are people usually surprised to find out about you?
I'm autistic.
Oh my gosh. Not that I'm surprisingly so buoyant.
I was actually very, very surprised about that.
I know, right? Yeah. Crazy.
That I'm a cheerleading coach.
That's shocking.
When you look at me, you don't think cheerleader.
No.
You think I do.
Football player.
I look at you and I see the cheer part.
Yes.
Yeah. And the leader too, but like it's a separate way.
In two separate ways. Not combined. Not combined. But differently. Okay.
And a leader, but not combined.
All right. I get it. Woo.
Surprised that Bolivia. I'm from Bolivia. And they're like, are you from Bolivia? And I'm like, yeah.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Crazy.
That's so cool.
And what she does like to say is South America, South in case America. You weren't aware. Bolivia's in South America.
That's because I think some people think Bolivia is Scandinavian.
In Africa.
It's in Africa.
It's people like, think what? It's Africa. And I'm like, no, it's South America.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. My turn.
Yep.
Keep getting all these weather alerts.
What is it? What do they say?
Are we going to die?
Severe thunderstorm watch.
Okay, not warning. Heard.
Means conditions are favorable.
Nice.
What is one crucial ingredient for true happiness? Buoyancy.
Buoyancy in so many ways.
Family. Whether that be your biological or chosen family. Family.
Hmm. Flexibility. And I don't mean that in the muscular sense.
I didn't think you did.
I was like, I'm going to go to the gym right now.
Stretch it out.
Stretch it out.
Oh, I'm so happy now.
Justin was right.
I can touch my toes.
Can you touch your toes?
Yeah. Sitting down. with a stick. but flexibility. You got to, if you can learn to be flexible, if you can learn to roll with things, if you can learn to make adjustments when things change or happen, you'll find more balance, I feel.
Okay.
I would say, like, understanding that happiness is a state of mind and not only, like, a feeling. So you could be happy even when you're sad.
Whoa.
But yeah, like you can be happy, and even when you're feeling sad, you still have a happy life, you know? And like, yeah, you can feel happy and be happy at the same time and stuff like that. So yeah.
I do think happiness is a mindset in a lot of ways. Yeah. I mean, and it's okay to be sad. It's okay to feel sad. But you control your emotions. Your emotions don't control you.
Exactly.
And I often repeat that. I repeat that to myself when I'm in those situations where I feel nervous or anxious. And that's how I gain control back.
That must be nice. Not having your emotions control you.
You have to, in some regards, it's a skill that has to be worked on. And then in other regards, it's a chemical imbalance that happens.
Which is why we take happy pills.
It's grand old time. The crucial ingredient for true happiness
is happy pills. Is medication. I'm changing my answer
it's
now.
It's called science.
It's called science.
The key to happiness is actually medication.
Wow.
I am a huge advocate for medication.
If needed.
Nope. Just in general. All right. What is an experience you recently had? Sorry, what is a fun experience?
Being here.
You're going to have to narrow that down.
Just living.
What is a fun experience that you had recently?
Ooh, there was like an international student fellowship dinner a couple of days ago. And I had a great time with people, with my brother and like, just like we were doing karaoke and stuff like that. So it was a really fun and different experience that I usually don't do. So it was fun.
Nice.
I think you'd be a karaoke connoisseur. Like, yeah. You do that a lot.
Yeah. Peaches, 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 peaches.
I love karaoke, but then people don't like listening to me singing.
So then she hides underneath tables.
Listen, karaoke is not supposed to be good.
But I love being there.
These people that get up there and they're like professional singers that do karaoke, that's not for them. That's not your stage. It's for the rest of us that can't hold a tune in a bucket. Okay?
That's for me.
What was the question?
Oh my gosh.
An experience that we enjoyed.
A fun experience. Mm.
Yeah. So my daughter just had two cheerleading competitions this past weekend. And the first one, they got third. But the second one, they freaking slayed it.
Whoa.
And got division champions and judges' choice. So out of all the teams, the judges chose their team as their favorite.
Whoa. That's cool.
And that was their last competition of the season, which is really, really cool.
That's cute.
Yeah. So, and it's fun for me because, you know, me and my cheer background. As the cheer and as the leader and then pushing together, you got the cheerleader.
I love that.
I would definitely say the road trip that I took back home. I would say that was really fun.
With Alexia?
With Alexia and my friend Jess. Yeah, Alexia passed out and just like slept half the trip.
Did you get the back seat? Were you in the back?
She was in the back.
In the back. They sent me in the back. It was a good choice.
It's okay. Like, you're the one who wanted to go in the back. Just make that clear. But I like driving.
And when we say the back, we mean the back seat, not in the trunk.
Yeah.
We stuffed her in the trunk.
Yeah. They put the stuff on the back seat and I was in the trunk, but it's okay. It was comfy.
It was peaceful.
It was very comfy.
But yeah, I would say I had really fun and I got to hang out with my mom and show Alexi around Lincoln.
That was really cool. The food was really good, too. The
food was so good.
Yeah, we ate a lot.
We ate so much food. We ate duck.
It was so good.
So good.
That cracks me up.
I can't with you.
The buoyancy.
Buoyancy!
All right, Justin, your turn.
Is this how much time we got?
We got 3 more minutes.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Ooh.
Last one.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
These are deep. I don't know if I want to go here. What is the most adventurous thing you have ever done?
Oi. There's a lot of stories there.
Pass?
Are you going to pass on that one?
Yeah.
Okay. What is a strange occurrence you have experienced but have rarely shared? What is a strange occurrence you have experienced but have rarely shared?
That's more deep than the adventure.
Yeah.
Okay. Here, this one's a good one. Alexia will get all philosophical on this one.
Yes, she will.
How would you like to be remembered?
Buoyancy.
Flexible.
Advocate for the arts.
One word, Lauren.
Advocate.
Okay, well, let's play this game. One word to describe you right now, as you are, as a human being at this moment in time.
Crazy.
Okay. Alexia. Buoyant.
Buoyant. No, I would say a change maker.
That's 2 words.
Oh. No, if you put a slide, it's 1 word.
Okay.
We can hibernate.
We can hibernate. Doer, then.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Reflective.
I like that word.
It's been a reflective semester, for sure. Then 1 word on how you would want to be remembered.
Kind.
Helper. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Totally a
word.
We'll
make it a word.
In both Spanish and in English.
Helper?
Transformative. I don't know. I just picked a big word.
Is that a word?
Yeah, I was about to say.
Impactful.
There you go.
Yep. Awesome. Fun times. Look at us getting to know each other on a deeper level.
Ooh. And by the way, if you have not, if you've enjoyed this episode and want to play this game with your friends, don't forget to get the game. We, exclamation mark, connect cards, create conversation that matters. You can find it on Amazon. This is not sponsored.
Yeah, you can also check out their website at www.weand.me. www.weand.me. Great cards, lots of fun. We use them in the first year programs office all the time. So, yeah. Hey, it's getting closer than the semester. Is this our last episode of the semester?
Our last episode.
Oh, wow.
I feel so happy to be here with it.
You are. You are our honored guest. Because Lauren and I have been steering this buoyant ship all semester long.
Or flying this plane into the deep down under.
Yep, that something like that. Anyway, it's been quite the semester. We're looking at continuing the Roarcast to into next academic year, so stay tuned. Check out all of our other episodes on where you found this episode today. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple. Yeah, find it out there. Check it out. There's some really great episodes that we've recorded in the past. So that's it.
Stay roaring.
Stay roaring.
Roar.
Grr.
Grr.
This is the Roarcast Podcast.